it's Angela Stevens, and I'm the CEO to Refocus the Creative Office. And I have got some great, great travel tips for you. We're actually going to do this in two parts because I've got so many. So I've been traveling a lot lately. And the one thing I want to share with you first, you can get these on our website. And this is not all about our products, but I just want to show them to you. I do wear glasses, and then every once in a while, I wear really fun glasses that make life fun, right? But they all get dirty, right? And so one of the things, you can get them on our website. This is a purple one. We have them in orange. We have them in black. We have them in red. But here's what's fantastic about them. You can remember our website. They say it on the front. And then you can clean your glasses like this. It's got a really, really soft, really upgraded terry cloth material that will clean your glasses great. And it's really great to have. And then what you can do with this is then after you're done with it, it will push up and it becomes a keychain. And I keep these all the time on my backpack and on my briefcase, and they look really cute. And everybody always wants to know where I got them. So these are great gifts. We don't have a lot of these for sale. So if you want some, I would definitely look at those and get those if you have a gift to give to somebody. But more importantly, some of the things that we wanted to cover with you is, you know, when you go to the airport, first of all, write down where you parked. I know everybody says that, but I have more than once walked out there with a bag and I have walked and walked and walked and lost it. So number one, write down where you parked. Okay. So I've gotten these all written down for you. The other one is be ready. Go early. I know everybody says that, but go early and do this. If you're going on American or Delta or whatever flight you're going on, download their app. Just go to the app store. You can download their app and put your information in there, and you can get your boarding pass right on your phone. It's all there for you. And I want to tell you why this is important. It just happened to me this week. I thought I was there in time. I had my luggage. I was checking. But if you have already checked in, you've got your boarding pass, all you have to do is go to the kiosk to the side, and then where it says bag drop, take your bag. I waited in line, and that's, I don't know why I did that, but I waited. And basically they said I missed the cutoff. So I had to take two big bags because I was going to a convention, and it was really challenging. But anyway, so I learned my lesson on that one. If you're TSA pre-check, that's always a great thing as well. So you want to do that. Also on the app, you can pick your seat out. I know many of you know these things, but sometimes we forget. So make sure you check in early the day before if you can. Pick out your seat that you want to sit at, and there you're good to go. My favorite app is CardStar. A lot of people don't know about it. It's Card, CardStar. And on that, you can put your American Airlines number, your Delta, your hotel loyalty number. You can put your Barnes & Noble card. You can put your Dillon's or your grocery number on there. Ulta, all of these different cards. It has a scanner. You can copy it. It is the most convenient app I think I've ever used in my life. And I always give them credit for it. So that is one of the things. For women, when you pack, here's what I do. I buy travel clothing. Literally, I think there's, I know Chico's has them, White House Black Market has them, Boston Proper has those, but they're just really easy to fold and they look great. They don't need to be ironed and you're ready to go. So that's just a tip. If you have medications, this is really important. Okay. So if you have medications, if you need them, take some on your carry-on if you check your luggage. If you lose your luggage, you're going to be out of your medication. So that's really, really important. And that happened to some people I knew recently. Another idea, and I just did this and it was so helpful, is I actually, and you can buy these on our website, is to get a pill box. A pill box is hard to find. This is the one I use. It says because I can be the cure. I just love it. It's grabbable. It snaps. You can put your insurance card here, your business license, whatever, your driver's license. You can put your medications here. They come out. If you only want to take two, they come out apart. I just want to show you the outside of a couple of them. This one is one of my favorites because your little ones need you. There's one for one that says my pillbox belongs to. There was another one. Oh, we've got plenty, but this one is make yourself a priority. So these are just things to make your life a little bit easier and help you relieve that anxiety. The other thing is make sure you tell people where you're going, someone that you trust, write that down. One of the things that I learned from my husband is when you're going to a city, and you're by yourself, for years, I would stay in the hotel and I would actually order room service. And he called me one day and I was in my 40s. And he said, why are you in your hotel? There's so many great places in Chicago. And I was like, because I don't think I should go out. And he said, you know, get an Uber and or a Lyft and go. And I did. And I went to this amazing restaurant and I had the best time ever. Just use safety. But the world's out there and it's waiting for you. So just be careful, be cautious, but don't limit yourself to opportunities. You know what? I may just make this episode all in one. Let's see. The other thing is Uber and Lyft. If you rent a car, it's going to cost you more to rent a car, and then you're going to have to pay parking at your hotel. So keep that in mind. Loyalty programs, sign up for those. Hotel, rental car, Uber, airlines, all of those, it might be your next vacation, right? Thank everyone. This is my big tip, is if you have somebody that's done something great for you, I don't care if it's an Uber driver, a front desk clerk, a housekeeper, a flight attendant, the pilots, say thank you. They love that so much. So that's just a tip for you. The other thing is relax. You've got this. Enjoy this time. Enjoy this time. But the last thing I'm going to tell you is this is to women. And I learned this from flight attendants. This is so important. So, you know, those business card holders, by the time you meet somebody and you're trying to get your card out, it's really hard to get it out and you can't get it. It doesn't work. I tried this one. I loved this one. It was really great. It snaps. But if you have too many in there, it doesn't snap. It falls apart in your purse. Not a good idea. But I learned this from flight attendants, and I am so obsessed with it. So for my business cards, I take my eyeglasses case and I put them in there and they work beautifully. And you can shut them and keep them and they're nice and clean and you have plenty of room. That's one idea. Here's another one. You can use this for your eyeglass case too for this, but also I have used this before for my jewelry and it works great. So those are a few tips. You can also find calendars and password books and everything from our website, which is times2refocus.com. But these are just some tips for traveling. Live your life and enjoy it. You've got this, and go and enjoy it.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus the Creative Office. If you haven't checked out our new designed academic calendars, you've got to check them out. Students are loving them. We've got them in bookstores all over and many retailers, but we've only got so many. So check them out at times2refocus.com. They were actually designed by the input from college students nationwide. And also, if you're looking for an annual calendar, those are coming out very soon. Email us at info@times2refocus.com and let us know that you want to be added to our mailing list. And we'll let you know so that when you can pre-order those annual calendars coming soon. But no matter what you're going through, don't forget to stop, take a moment, and refocus. Have a great week.